Time now for your letters about a story on Friday's program that explored a big what if. What would it be like if Texas were to secede from the United States? Texas was once a republic, and Governor Rick Perry's swipe at the federal government last year added fuel to a current discussion of whether his state would be better off on its own.
Texans know how to run Texas.
So we asked scholars, business people, journalists, and regular Texans to conjure up a modern Republic of Texas. Dallas Tea Party leaders Ken Emanuelson and Katrina Pearson imagined it this way.
The nation of Texas is a living experiment into what we call the empowerment society. It is no longer a caretaker society.
Yeah, there's a safety net that's always been out there. We don't have that anymore. You will be a productive member of society, and our environment doesn't allow for people to not be productive.
Well, a lot of you voiced disapproval with this story. Peter J. Manson of Brooklyn, New York wrote, "Really, NPR? Really? We had 8 minutes to kill and absolutely nothing going on in the rest of the world, and we had to devote it to this?"
And Manson added, "This piece was ridiculous." Peter Bowen of Houston was also not amused. He writes this, "It is interesting to me that you would do a story that, despite its spin, puts on the table the breakup of the United States, and the idea which your reporter said was not very popular. But giving the idea airtime is to promote the discussion of that idea, an idea which the bloodiest civil war in history was fought to defeat."
And Mr. Bowen concludes, "I am saddened by the poverty of mind I hear from NPR." Well, there are a few of you who like this story. Here's the subject line of one such email. "Thank you. I laughed out loud at the piece on Texas secession."
This is not from a Texan. It's from Robert Lord of Amherst Junction, Wisconsin, who said the whole thing reminded him of John Steinbeck's 1962 book, Travels with Charlie. In it, Steinbeck wrote of traveling through Texas, and Mr. Lord quotes from the book, "We've heard them threaten to secede so often that I formed an enthusiastic organization, the American Friends for Texas Secession. This stops the subject cold. They want to be able to secede, but they don't want anyone to want them to."
Well, we want you to send us more email. Go to NPR.org and click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.